Poems can come from all kinds of things, even books. This is bad in general, I think. One kind of poem one doesn't much like to see is too arty a poem. Now, I know great poems have been written about pictures and symphonies, but in general, maybe young writers especially ought to be warned not to try to create art about art. It's sort of incestuous to write a poem to a picture, as a lot of people do. And some are great, yes, but it's dangerous. And I don't suppose poems ought to come out of books. One thing that embarrasses me now about this book is has so many quotations from foreign languages. Not often in the body of the poem, which is worse, but as epigraphs and so on. I don't think one ought to have to use another language in writing poetry. Well, one poem, I guess we don't have this mimeographed. It's simple, though. It came out of a book on anthropology, and it's about the way the Eskimos kill wolves. One method, and this is to stick a dagger upright in the ice, to freeze it there, and the wolves are attracted by this shiny object, and they gather around it, and curiously they begin to lick it. It's razor sharp. When the scent of blood gets in the air, they sort of start killing each other, it is said, or it is said they bleed to death. Various awful things happen, but this takes care of the wolves in the vicinity. The book on anthropology said, anyway. Now this is an interesting symbol. Of what? What does this stand for, the shiny dagger in the ice? It's a symbol of something, I hope one feels. Is one just supposed to think that's life for you? Or what? I don't think you ought to say too specifically what the dagger is, but a poem called A Pretty Device of the Fathers dealt with this. A dagger whose bone half the iceberg locks, prime diamond in the nights of polar cold, sharpened by shamans haloed in white fox, their faces bland, obols of Scythian gold, but fused in ice, the uncanny tool upstanding, whetted so fine it sang in the least wind, a glamour the gray lopers took to hunting, each eye a prickle of fire, wolves winter-thinned, pad furry-eyed, tongues hankering for that bangle, bobbing like censers to the illustrious vault. One runs a tongue along the edge. A tingle teases him, warm and sticky, thrilling of salt. Delirious attar of life, the ecstatic glare glues them in furry carnage, sweet fangs bare. That's what the Eskimos do. What we all do to each other, somebody might want to say.